I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Recently, the council worked out a situation with Entergy, and that was an issue with folks that were in the chamber. I always said that I didn't really believe that the folks being in the chamber were going to make a difference, because I really believe that your administration, the council, and others are looking at the empirical data to support, you know, a proposition one way or the other. Right. It may be that y'all disagree, but, you know, you're looking at the empirical data, not the emotion surrounding an issue necessarily, in order to make these learned decisions.
Right.
Are you comfortable with the compromise that's been worked out between the council and Entergy?
Well, I think that that seems to be still a work in progress. When I was on the New Orleans City Council, I did vote for the power plant. There are two different issues.
Yes.
You know, and we're marrying both of them. And we cannot get off of the fact that power generation in this city does matter. And then I'm looking at it.
How well we know.
Oh, right. Right. And I'm looking at it even from a different perspective, as I have to be very focused on sewage and water board and infrastructure in the city of New Orleans. And we have to get out of generating our own power. And this is a fact. And a partnership with Entergy will save us four times the amount of what we're spending right now. So I am looking at it literally from that angle. Now, as relates to the $5 million fine with Entergy, I would love for those dollars to be directed towards infrastructure. At my request, the city council passed an infrastructure and maintenance fund. I see no reason why those dollars can be funneled through infrastructure and maintenance fund, and that it will go through a process, but we know those dollars will go towards infrastructure and maintenance.
Explain to the listening audience, if you will. I think one of the impediments right now is that Entergy does not want it to be classified as a fine. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe they view that as being punitive. That's just conjecture on my part. As opposed to kind of like making a donation to the city to put into the fund that you just described. Do you know what is motivating this argument?
You know,
I mean, it's been talked about right. So much. It's out in the public. Do they think it's like a permanent stain on them, or what is it?
You know, I really don't know. I have not been in the middle of the council and Entergy. I am very, and I'm standing by my vote as relates to the power plant. Now, in terms of the $5 million, I'm kind of feeling like the residents, when they don't care who fixed the pothole.
Right.
You know, whether it's Sewage and Water Board or DPW, they just want it fixed.
Right.
I'm saying, show us the dollar. And whether it's a fine or a fee, it seems like we can agree to make it a fee, if that makes it much more palatable for Entergy. And the dollars will go, hopefully, towards infrastructure. That's what I care about. But, of course, it takes the ability to compromise and work with people. And I'm always looking for a win-win. And I'm hoping and I'm encouraging the New Orleans City Council to do the same.
It seems to me that the public probably embraces this compromise. And that's kind of what I'm hearing. And, that, you know, the evidence that was provided by Entergy that they started work on that project, and to go backwards, you know, just doesn't really make sense. And I said from day one that I thought that the council, when you were on the council, that y'all looked at the empirical data objectively and made that decision. And it's just kind of time to move on.
It is. And I'm going to tell you, you know, being on the council and having to face, you know, the people and the public, you know, it's not an easy task, you know, and they're hard decisions that we have to make, and you have to make them.
Right.
You know, but you look at the data, you look at the facts, and you make the decision, even if it's a little bitter pill to swallow, because you're looking at your residents who, you know, may want you to go another way. But you always have to lean on that side of looking at the greater good for the city and for her people.
You know, with all the faults that Entergy may or may not have, like every other corporation in America, The one thing that I found encouraging that you just said is that obviously when it comes to power generation, they do it better than the Sewage and Water Board will ever do it on their best day.
That's right. And we have to partner with Entergy. We're spending, again, four times the amount generating our own power. If we would partner with Entergy, those dollars can therefore be reinvested in infrastructure in a much greater way.
So is that something that y'all are moving that objective down the road?
Absolutely, right now. And that's why I'm just so focused on getting additional revenue through the door, even upfront and reoccurring revenue, so that we can get out of this dilapidated 100-year drainage system.
All righty. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about that, the most recent BGR report, when we return with Mayor LaToya Cantrell. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.